Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. I'm taking the series of taking lessons from the sermon of Jesus on the mountain. And the Lord says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There are times that we mourn in life, circumstances we pass through make us cry, make us mourn, but there is also a time that the Lord will comfort us. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word to us. Thank you, your word that teach us, support us, strengthen us, will guide us, will help us to understand your will. I pray that your word will feed us today, will answer our questions, will solve our problems, and give us solutions how to serve you. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will be willing to discuss from your word that will apply faithfully. I will apply faith to the Lord in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of the people, O Lord, whom you put, Lord, around me. I pray that as a church you will apply these principles in our life and the life of the people that you have put around us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Take this word of yours, make it to pray, make it reach those who are needed for faith. Make it reach those who are waiting for it. I pray for healing to be flowing. Pray for restoration. I pray for hope and wholeness and the provision that comes from you. Let your grace flow by the Holy Spirit through your word to your church, O God, to your church, to the people of the world, in His peace. Amen. We mourn for different reasons, but I can put four reasons that make us mourn. First, when we sin, we mourn for the sins that we have done, and God's provision for us of comfort is when we repent and turn away from our wicked ways and come back to the Lord. We mourn for our mistakes and wrong decisions. Many times we have wrong decisions and things we do our own, and then we find ourselves stuck in a wrong way, and then we realize that we have done wrong and mistakes and wrong decisions. We decided to go back to God. You know, the Bible says, better you go to the house of mourners than to go to the house of feasting. House of mourner, where you face the reality, whether sin or mistake or wrong decision, you have to face it. The third cause of mourning is trials and tribulation and hard times that God allows in our lives in order to correct us, to discipline us, in order to rebuke us, so that we will repent and bear the consequence of our wrongdoing. And the fourth reason that we mourn when we are persecuted, when we are insulted, when we are bad treated, the Lord, as we mourn and accept and pass through it, we learn lessons, and also we will receive the comfort of the Lord. Blessed are those who mourn. You know now the main reason why we mourn. Whatever the reason, as we go along what God wants us to pass through, the promise of Jesus is there, for they shall be comforted. Today is going to speak and respond the ways that God comforts us. There are things in the scriptures, certain the scriptures will remind us, will open our eyes, how He brings us comfort in our life. And this is just a provision. How many of you today are praying that God will provide for you? God might be providing for you a comfort, but you are not able to see it. Let us pray, Lord, I pray, open my eyes today, O God, that I can see the comfort that you are sending to me in my life, so that I will receive it with thanksgiving and thank you for it and enjoy your blessings in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 54, and verse 10 to verse 13. Isaiah 54, verse 10 to verse 13. The word of God says, "For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. For thou afflicted, tossed, and with tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphire. And I will make thy windows of agate, and the gates of tabernacles, and all the borders of a pleasant stone. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Here the word of God is saying in verse 11, "O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, O thou art mourning, having a trial, passing hard, long road with trials and problems, even he say, I'm not comforted, behold, I will lay." God is going to do a new thing in our flesh and life of his church. We may pass through hard times and troubles in the past, but there is a comfort for us today, for me and for my brothers and sisters and for his church. He says, "The mountains shall depart, but my kindness and my love to you will not depart." He says, I will put a new stone, a new fountain. So God is doing a new thing, a beautiful in our life. Certain time we cannot see it. Certain time I am not able to see the new things that God is doing in my life, because I am just concentrating on the trial, on the hard time that I am passing through, but I am not seeing the beautiful things that is sprouting from the ground. But in verse 13 he says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and the grave shall be the peace of thy children." God promised that he would take care of our children, and he would taught them, and they would have peace in their life. That is one of the ways that God will comfort us. How many of you have the worries about your children and their future? Only me I have worries? All of you, right? This is the promise of, that is the promise of God for us. The Lord will comfort. Amen. But we need to humble, accept his ways and his message, and we will receive that blessing of God. In Genesis chapter 24, how God comforts his people. God has ways and methods to comfort. Genesis chapter 24 and verse 67 speak about the marriage of Isaac with Rebekah, and how the Bible describes it. It says, "And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. When God gives a woman who fears God a faithful woman, that woman will be the comfort for the man. Amen. Those sisters who are married, God call you to be a source of comfort to your husband. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to be a channel of blessing to your husband and to be a vessel for a comfort to them? That is how God wants to use you, to bring the comfort for the man that has placed you in. Let us also read 2 Samuel, not only for the woman, there is also the responsibility of the man toward his wife. I cannot say to my wife, comfort me, but I should also comfort her. In the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, this is the way how God comforts us. Book of 2 Samuel and chapter 12. After the death of the child of David that was born from Bathsheba, let's read what happened. After the child died, what David did in verse 24, and David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in unto her, and lay with her, and she bare a son, and he called his name Solomon, and the Lord loved him. You see here the responsibility also of the husband should comfort his wife that is mourning. Wife certain time mourn for whatever reason. The responsibility of the man also to comfort his wife. And what a beautiful in this story is that after King David comforted his wife, there was fruit. That fruit is Solomon. And Solomon is beloved by the Lord. God love and bless such things, the way the comfort should pass through. In the book of Genesis, chapter 50, how God comforts us and how God wants us to comfort others. These are the provision of God to us. Genesis chapter 50, after the death of Jacob, and after they bury him, verse 21, when they were afraid that Joseph would betray them because Jacob was dead, because they had some bad history with him, they had caused him trouble. So after Jacob died, they were afraid that Joseph will harm them. He told them, "Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. That is how Joseph acted with his brothers. How he comforted them? He spoke kindly with them, and also he promised them that I will nourish you and your and your little one, he assures them about their future and the future of their children. That is one of the ways that we can comfort others, and that is also one of the ways that God will use people to comfort us. They provide our needs, and they assure us, and they stand beside us. That is how God used people, and how God wants us as a church to behave like Joseph, to comfort others by assuring them that you are not going to harm them, and we are going to help them and provide whatever we can for them. In the book of Ruth, chapter 2, you know, when Ruth, she met Boaz, and there was, in the first meeting, there was some discussion between them. In verse 13, it says, and she said, "Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids." She told him that you have comforted me, Boaz comforted Ruth, and he spoke friendly and kindly with her. Let us read from verse 8 downward how Boaz comforted Ruth, how Ruth was comforted, and we will learn how we can comfort other people. I will read, "Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Here is thou not my daughter, go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens." He told her, "Don't go other place, look for a job, stay here with the guests." So he assured her that she can have continuous provision from God through this work. That is how he started to comfort her. That is how she was comforted. That's how she said, "In you have comforted me." Verse 9, he told her, "Let thine eyes be on the field, that they do reap, and go thou after them." He told her, "Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee?" He told her, "I told the boy, no one will touch you." Means they will allow her, they will not tease her, and they will not molest her or touch her, because she is a girl. That is the way he provides some protection to her. All these are small things, but that is, if we do this ministry, we are serving others and we are serving the Lord. God, Lord, enable me to do that, make me successful and gentle to do it, in Jesus' name. Amen. And what he told her, "And when thou art athirst, go under the bushes and drink of that which is the young men have drawn." He provides a source of water to drink. That is another way of comfort. Providing job, providing protection, providing a drink. It's all comfort. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, "Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger. She told him, why you are doing all these things? I am just a strange woman. Why you are taking notice of me? In verse 11, and Boaz answered and say unto her, it has fully been shown me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not. Therefore, what he told her here, how he comforted her, he told her all the good things that she has done. When we want to comfort somebody, let us tell him the good things that he has done, because she might be not aware that she was doing good. But here, Boaz, when he heard about his story before he met her, and when there was a discussion, he was asking, why you are treating me well? He told her the good things that he heard about her, and that is one way of comforting the people, telling them the good things that they have done. Most of the time we forget the good things that the people done. We just remember their mistakes. But that is not the way that God wants to comfort the people. Let us correct our ways and start to cherish the good things that the people done. In verse 12, he told us, the Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. The last part of how he comforted her, he wished her and he assured her that the Lord will reward her for every good thing that she has done. Amen? Let's go now to the book of Job. Book of Job and chapter 42. We know the affliction of Job and what he passes through. Let us see how God comforted him. We have read good examples of how God comforts his people, and we learn from it. We go to the house of mourning, not only to be corrected and to be rebuked, but also to be used to be a source of comfort to others who are mourning. In the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 11, then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they mourned him and comforted him over all them that the Lord has brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and everyone an earring of gold. That's how they comforted Job. They came to him. They did not tell him that you are doing wrong. They cry with him. They mourn with him. And also they comforted him. They spoke nice words to him. They eat with him. And they brought him also some gift, piece of money, so that he'll be comforted and he'll be assured that they truly love him. In the book of John, chapter 11, in the New Testament, the comfort of God to his church and to his people. John 11, in verse 31. The Jews, when they hear about Lazarus' death, it says, John 11, verse 31, the Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth into the grave to weep there. So here the Jewish, they go to the house of mourning to comfort Mary and her sister Martha for the death of their brother. And that's why the Bible tells us that in Romans 12 and verse 15, Romans 12, why we go when somebody died, why we move, because that is what the Lord said in His Word. Romans 12 and verse 15, it says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Those who rejoice, we rejoice with them. We are happy that the brothers and sisters, they have some testimony, get themselves prayer, and we are glad that God is blessing them. And those who mourn, they have problems, they have difficulty. God also wants us to mourn and to weep with them, to help them in their difficult time. You know, sometimes God moves to help us. We need to recognize these things. The scripture is a good reminder for us to see God and see from the what I'm preaching. God has worked much in my life to comfort me through the example that I am reading today. In Psalm 119, Psalm 119 and verse 52, David says, Psalm 119 verse 52, he says, I remember thy judgment of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. David, when he remembered the judgment of God, that he has passed through God's judgment to certain occasions, and he say, after I remember the judgment of God, he say, what he say? I comforted myself. So here's the right mind of man. When we remember the discipline of God, the correction of God, the judgment of God, we should take it in the right way. We should not show that is the bad thing. We can see the good things out of what God has done in our life. He says, and I comforted myself. He hears beautiful things from David. No one came to him, no one supported him, but he remembered what God did judgment on him, and that judgment, when he saw it, he saw the love of God, the kindness of God, the mercy of God, and he said, I comforted myself. Let us also read Isaiah chapter 12. Song of Comfort, the whole chapter, Isaiah 12. But let's read the first verse of it. Song of Comfort. Isaiah 12 from verse 1. But let us read the whole chapter. It is only 6 verses. Isaiah 12. It says, And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. He's telling God, before you are angry to me, your anger now go away, and you are now comforted me. Sometimes we are not able to see the good things that God is doing. God is comforting us in a different way. We are just seeing God's wrath and God's anger and God's goodness. We are not seeing the goodness of the kindness of God. The difference is in me, not in God, not in the people, that I am not able to see. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. And we only see the judgment of God and God's wrath and the anger of God. We cannot declare the praises of him. We cannot declare the good things that he is doing, because we are overwhelmed with our self-pity and we cannot see God is working mightily in our life. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of you. Isaiah was able to see the greatness of God in the midst of his people, working mightily things in their midst, doing good things for them. Let's go now to Psalm 77. Psalm 77, a psalm of Asaph, and verse 2. Let us see here different attitudes and different personalities. Psalm 77, verse 2, he says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. God is reaching that person. God is doing all what he can to comfort that person. And what that person is doing, what he's saying, he's declaring, my soul refused to be comforted. How God will help now? If your decision from his side, you don't like to be comforted, how you can receive the joy and the peace of God, that God is reaching with a different way? You know, he describes that, King David, he says, I remember the judgment of God and I comforted myself. This man, he saying, my soul ran in the night and ceased not. Continuous pain, no relief. And I decided, he said, I refuse to be comforted. Now, God will comfort us with a different way. Answer a prayer, somebody speak nice word to us, yeah? Somebody appreciate us, somebody give us water, give us health. Let us see God is comforting us so we can go back to the path of frustration to be useful and helpful to have a joyful life. How many of you like this guy? Asaph, you say, I refuse to be comforted. You please change your mind and accept God's provision in your life. In the book of In the book of Genesis, chapter 37, there is much in the scriptures to teach us that we need to humble ourselves before God. I don't know why he was angry, he does not like to be comforted as that. There's another guy here, we read about him. He also refused to be comforted. Genesis 37 and verse 35. You know Jacob? When they told him about Joseph and all his sons and all his daughters. His sons and daughters and his grandchildren, all of them, they came, rose up to comfort him. But he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave unto my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. So what Jacob is here now is doing? God is sending all his children to him. He was only focusing on Joseph and the loss of Joseph. Certain times we only focusing on what we lost. We don't focus on the things that God is doing and giving in new things in our lives. Is that sometimes correct? At least in my life, yes. And sometimes also like Jacob. But I pray that I will humble myself before God and His word. I can see the good things that God is doing in my life and I receive comfort from them. Do we need comfort? Yes, we cannot go in life mourning without being comforted. The promise of Jesus, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. So there is a comfort today for me. I mean, can you say there is a comfort of God in my life to me today? Yes, there's a comfort of God in my life. I need to receive it, not to refuse it. We'll go through the scriptures. We'll go to the New Testament. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas, they were in prison and they were discharged. We read Acts chapter 16. When they went out of the prison, and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. You see here, the responsibility of the minister, our responsibility. Paul and Silas, one night before they were in jail, their feet were stuck, they were beaten hardly. God did miracles that night, the jailer got saved. They were released. With all the women they have, they went to the house of Peter where the church is meeting. And what they did there? They complained what they have done, what they passed through. What they say? You did not come to help us. We were beaten. We are having a hard time. We are having financial problems. No. What they did, they come forth with the church. We don't go only to the house of mourning to learn a lesson, but to comfort others. Are we willing to do this? You know, which time we will be willing to comfort others? When we are willing to receive the comfort of God. When we are willing to give up the things that you lost, Joseph or whatever you lost, precious in your life, you forget him to receive the new comfort that God is giving to you today. Second Corinthians chapter 1. Yeah. Second Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 4. Apostle Paul say about God, it's the mind setup. It's important. It is the mind setup. Why? We ask why Paul was able after the jail to go to the church. When he went there, he did not tell them what happened to them. He comforted the church. They did not mention their problem. They helped the people in their problem. Why? Because the mind set up. The mind set up. He says, therefore, who comforted, he's speaking about God. Paul is speaking about God, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Paul is assured, he is 100% no, God is sending him comfort in his troubles, and that comfort is not only enough for me, but I still I can, if I am willing, I will be able to comfort others by the comfort that I receive from the Lord. We receive and we give. Different kind of comfort. Words, help, prayer, gift, money, food, water. We have read all this in the scripture. In the book of Romans. Romans chapter 1. So what's your decision today? Are you willing to receive the comfort of God or no? Or do you want to be like Jacob? Please, I cannot bear to be like Jacob. I cannot bear life to be like Asaph, refused to be comforted. In the book of Romans, chapter 1, hear us today, O God. Hear us today. In verse 10 to verse 12, Apostle Paul saying, making requests, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I might impart unto you some spiritual gift, to them you might be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Apostle Paul, he is praying, he says, as long as God will open the way that I can reach you, to impart whatever I can, impart our spiritual things. But he is saying here about the comfort, that when he will do that, he will be comforted with them together. That is one way to receive comfort when we visit the brethren and we care for them and we have concern for them. Have you get the point here? How we can receive the comfort of God? When we are willing to serve. Amen? When you are willing to serve, when you are willing to comfort others, usually you will receive also the comfort of God together. That's what we read in verse 12. That is that I might be comforted together with you. He did not say I will come that you will be comforted. He said I will be comforted. How do you get the point here? He did not say oh, it will be a trouble to me, it's hard for me. Yeah? He said I will be comforted if I will come. And I am today, I am very comforted, my brother and sister, in my coming to you. Book of Colossians, chapter 2. Book of Colossians, chapter 2. Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians without seeing them. If a frog, the pastor of the church went to him, and Apostle Paul said, "For I would that ye know what a great complex I have for you, and for them in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their heart might be comforted, being knit together in love, and to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ." Apostle Paul was living a life, was putting himself in a situation to please God. He described this situation as a complex, because when you want to please God, you will be persecuted. He said, "I do all that for the sake that you will be comforted." You know what is comforting me? I will be very comforted when I see a man or woman following God who loves me. He said, not only for you, not only for the church in Colossae, the church in Laodicea, but there are other churches, they don't see my face. I am in complex so that others will be comforted by my life and my testimony. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let us read verse 51. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31. When Apostle Paul speaks about prophesying, declaring the will of God, declaring the word of God, there are certain times something we miss to put in the prophecy, in the teaching, in the declaring the truth. We should not miss it. "For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted." You say here, Apostle Paul, that when we teach, when we prophesy, when we declare the will of God, not only is that things that we will learn or we will teach, but we will be comforted and we will be comforting those who listen. There must be a comfort in the teaching that we deliver to the people. Let's move to the First Thessalonians. This is the New Testament example of how we impart the comfort to one another, how to receive the comfort of God, and how to impart it to one another. First Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 11. Apostle Paul said to them, "As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children, that's how the way, the comfort need to be transmitted." How the comfort, how the exhortation, how to give an instruction to be like a father to his children. That is the manner we need to pass through. We go back to the example of Jacob. He's a father, right? He's a father. He should comfort his children, or his children should comfort him? His children, they went to him to comfort him. What he did? He refused. What he need to do? He should be the one to comfort them. That is certain time we fail to do. We are responsible, because the mindset of it is very important. If you cannot receive the comfort of that, if you refuse to see that God is comforting you, you will not be able to comfort the children under your care. Amen? Do you understand what are the things that block the grace of God in our life? is when we refuse to see God is moving on our behalf. Chapter 3, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Paul was anxious about the Thessalonians. He does not know what was going on. He was not able to go to them, there is no news. So he sent Timothy and he told them in his letter, but now when Timothy came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that you have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. How Paul was comforted by the church? When he comes to know from Timotheus that the church is in obedience, they cherish Paul, they cherish the teaching, how they were having strong faith, how their charity, how they remember, not only they remember Paul, but should they remember what he had taught them. Paul was comforted. I'll be comforted when always I hear a good news, and when I hear that you are walking in faith. And that is one of my sort of consolation to make me go forward to continue to serve God. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul also was comforted when Titus came back from the Corinthians. The Corinthians, they were having issues of immoralities, and he sent them a teaching through Titus. When Titus came and he announced to Paul that the church were obedient, Paul was comforted. And he says, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6 and 7, nevertheless, God that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. He was cast down, he was in struggle, at a cross area, he does not know how to move. God comforted him, God comforted Paul by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. He says, you comforted Titus, you make him happy. When I saw him, I was happy because Titus, he was a brother to him and a worker with him. Besides that, when Titus gave a good report about the Corinthians, he said, I was also comforted and get counseled. When he had told us your earnest desire, your mourning for your sin and your repentance, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice. In Psalm 86 and verse 17. The Psalm 10. Psalm 86 and verse 17. Let us have faith that the Lord has started the good work in our life. God sure is moving, reaching us with His aid, with His kindness, with His love, with His comfort, with His assurance. The psalmist says, show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because Thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. David here, he prayed that God will show him a sign, but when he prayed, he prayed also with faith. He ends up that He addressed the Lord, "You had helped me and you had comforted me." That's the frightening part. I don't know what you are passing through. What the problem, what the sin, what the struggle, what the difficulty. But God today is speaking clearly to us. It is in your hands. God is working to comfort you. God is working even now to do something in you and your life. You need to discern it. You need to agree with God's word. You need to trust Him that He is working on your behalf. Oh God, thank you. Lord, I bless you. For you have delivered me, O God, from all my fears. O God, I pray, show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. O God, I pray this prayer. O God, from the depth of my heart, O Lord, I trust you, Lord, I trust you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I trust that this very day you will do great things for me, O Lord. I bless your holy name, O God. You have delivered me from all my fears. Oh God, answer our prayer. Answer our cry, O Lord. I pray, Lord, you comfort your church. You comfort your people. You comfort my brothers and sisters, those who are here. And those who are in other places, O Lord. O God, I pray for more love, more power, more comfort of you in our lives. Lord, all the time. Come to the Lord. Receive the comfort of the Lord Jesus today. People, oh God. Oh, hey, hey, hey. address the Lord. Lord, I pray more love, more power, more grace in our life, in my life, O God. Lord, I want to be a comfort, a source of comfort to others, to my family, to my wife, to my son, to my brother, to my
sister.
at Your Holy Name, O Lord. I beg Your Holy Name, O God, for Your comfort, for Your grace, for what You have done in my life, for what You have done in the life of my brothers and sisters, for Your comfort, Your grace, Your power, O God. I pray, O God, that You will be faithful, O Lord. Uphold the Judeans to be faithful to Yourself and of comfort to others. O God, I pray, and I thank You for the healing, thank You for the Bible, thank You for the situation. Thank You for the new doors that You are opening for us to serve and comfort us. Thank You for Your provision. Thank You for the direction. Thank You for answer prayer. O Lord, we pray, Lord, with the Holy Spirit shall guide us and guard the word that we receive today to live according to it. Let we have provision for us and for the ministry. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let Your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not sin. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.